A presidential broadside today aimed at Donald Trump. President Obama took on the man who is running to succeed him in his strongest terms yet.
A Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president. I said so last week, and he keeps on proving it.
The rebuke came at a news conference with the visiting Prime Minister of Singapore. The president drew a distinction between Donald Trump and the Republican nominees he had faced, John McCain and Mitt Romney.
I never thought that they couldn't do the job. And had they won, I would have been disappointed. But I would have said to all Americans, this is our president, and I know they're going to abide by certain norms and rules and common sense. We'll observe basic decency.
All of this followed Trump's repeated criticisms of Keyser and Ghazala Khan, parents of a U.S. Army officer who died in Iraq. Republican leaders condemned the remarks, but Mr. Obama said that's not enough.
This is daily and weekly where they are distancing themselves from statements he's making. There has to be a point at which you say, this is not somebody I can support for president of the United States.
One New York Republican Congressman, Richard Hanna, did just that today. In a newspaper opinion column, he wrote, Mr. Trump has attacked the parents of a slain U.S. soldier. Where do we draw the line? While I disagree with her on many issues, I will vote for Hillary Clinton. Trump was speaking in Northern Virginia as the president held his news conference, and he made no mention of the Obama criticism or the cons. But it was in the air just the same.
A man came up to me, and he handed me his Purple Heart.
The Purple Heart, given to those wounded or killed in action, came from a retired lieutenant colonel.
I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
Later, Trump did answer the president in a statement, charging he and his former Secretary of State betrayed American security and American workers. And Trump declared, quote, Hillary Clinton has proven herself unfit to serve in any government office. Trump supporters at the rally appeared unfazed by the latest blow-up.
The coverage is just insane. I think they make a big deal about that. First of all, he was speaking from his heart, and he wasn't accusing them or saying anything.
Trump moves on to campaign in Florida tomorrow. Clinton will be in Colorado. Also today, Donald Trump told the Washington Post he is not ready to endorse Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan for re-election. He also said he won't support Republican Senators John McCain and Kelly Ayotte for new terms.